Now time for a very roguelite tactical edition that's made of metal, like Metalmore from Yu-Gi-Oh!, of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service to tell you which games to pass to a friend, which games to simply pass on by. I'm Corey. I'm joined by, let's see here, the man with the that just throws the grenades like way too far and like misses stuff sometimes. It's like really annoying. Basher.
Whoa. At first, you had me at the first half. I thought you could call me the next Tom Brady grenades.
I feel like that's somehow racist. I don't know.
Wait, what? How's
I don't know, because like Tom How Brady was white so? And you're not white, and I don't.
So I can't be a good quarterback? That's racist.
No.
That's the racist.
No. The problem was my brain went to Michael Vick, and it was like, well, Basher likes
that's
animals,
racist.
Though. See, I didn't know what to do. This is why Trump is president.
You could have met me in the middle with Mahomes. He's half and half.
Is he? See, I don't even know who that is. Was that the Chiefs? I don't.
Is that the Chiefs?
He was the guy from Texas, right?
What are you talking about? All right.
McCoy? No, that was McCoy. Who's McCoy? Is he still around?
Sean McCoy?
I don't know.
All right.
We're here to talk about Metal Slug Tactics, not about racism. Metal Slug Tactics. That completely threw me off. How can I bring us back in? All right. Did you know
there's a black guy
that
Metal
you can
Slug?
Make the tactical move of sending us an email or a voicemail about or a text message how you feel about racism? 574-651-9256. We won't talk about racism, but we'll talk about Metal Slug Tactics, which is what we played on this week's episode. Here are the details. Metal Slug Tactics brings the explosive charm and nostalgic fun of the cult Metal Slug series to the tactical scene. Get ready for an intense ride through the best of both worlds, classic arcade action and roguelike tactical thrills. Jump into the combat zone and revive your Metal Slug nostalgia in a whole new way. That is all it says. A Metal Slug makes an explosive return. Dive into this dynamic tactical RPG with a roguelike thrill and experience the iconic run-and-gun action of the original series redefined. Grab your weapons, assemble your squad, and conquer the battlefield to defeat the infamous Rebel Army. It's available on PC, Xbox One, Xbox Series X, and S. It's pretty much that Metal Slug style, so it kind of looks the same on everything. Controller actually feels pretty good, though. I will give it that. I thought the controller, I was worried about the controller, but I actually ended up playing it on my Series S the most. So, developed by Laker Studios, published by .emu. We have a how long to beat of 6 hours, main and extras of 12, and completionist of 34. Regular priced at $24.99. Metal Slug Tactics. Let's talk about it.
Have you ever played Metal Slug?
I have, actually. I played the Wii collection.
Okay, yeah.
And so I have played quite a bit of them. There's like, what, 20 of them?
Too many, yeah. But I mean, they're all pretty. I like them quite a bit, to be honest with you. I'm a Metal Slug fan. I want to say a fanatic. I don't know all the ins and outs. I'm not a big lore guy, but I remember playing a whole lot of Metal Slug 3. Like, just way too much Metal Slug 3 for a long time. It really took over the reins from Contra from back in the day, and I think it just upped the ante so much. I, again, when it comes to, like, Metal Slug, like, and shmups, big fan, and when I saw my tactics game, I'm like, this should be pretty good. I mean, it goes hand in hand. I mean, if Mario can do it, Metal Slug can do it. So that was my first mistake. Mario does everything better, apparently.
So, yeah, like I like Metal Slug. As someone who, you know, prefers kind of retro games lately these days, it's one of the more chaotic ones for me to remember. It's been a long time since I played it, but I remember picking up that Wii.
Oh, it's bullet hell.
Like anthology. Yeah, but it's, there was something about it that to me felt a little too arcadey. Like it's trying to suck quarters out of me, if that
makes sense. It's a literal arcade game, yeah.
Right. So that's, but they didn't do anything at home to make it better. It's the same problem with like the TMNT game, the arcade game. It's like people are like, oh, that's the best one. It's like, yeah, but like when you play it, when you have infinite quarters, it kind of removes some of that, you know, polish to it, you know, like if that makes sense. But anyways, so like Metal Slug, I did not have like an affinity for this. So I was kind of going to this one blind in terms of I suck at tactic games, like very bad. Like I've played the Mario ones with the Mario and Rabbids, and I actually got through both of them. Gears Tactics comes to mind. What was the super popular one? I can't remember now. XCOM.
Oh.
XCOM was, I liked that quite a bit. I played through that, but I am terrible at these games. So I picked up Metal Slug Tactics and got immediately like destroyed for like 5 hours. And then I decided that I needed to talk to you because like, do I suck at this game or does this game suck? Because I can't figure it out.
I'm going to say a little column A, a little column B. So I had
offended. I guess I don't know.
I had a similar experience, you know, because we talked about so Metal Slug Tactics is not just a tactics game. It's not just Final Fantasy Tactics. It's not just XCOM. No, it's a tactics game that's also a roguelike. And it's and that can work, I feel like. I want to see more of this kind of mashup of the genres happening. So when you're playing Metal, when you're playing a tactics game, you don't think, you're usually thinking, well, after this battle, I can rest up, heal my party, extend the story, etc., etc. Well, it most like the gameplay loop is a whole lot different. So it's a whole lot harder. When you're playing like Final Fantasy Tactics, it's not so hard, especially those first few battles, because it wants you to get to the game. It wants you to advance the story.
Right. I felt that like we just had this conversation about what game would it have been? Card Battlers and Slay the Spire. It must have been our Game of the Year episode. And I felt like this game like was punishing me for trying to do well at the start because it wants to introduce stuff. And like I felt that hard of just like, I don't feel like I'm like equipped to do this. Like I don't, what am I doing wrong? Like that's very much how I felt.
And that's the issue with the with Metal Slug, at least up front, because it wants you to fail. It needs you to fail. Like, and it's like we had this conversation where a runner is no longer a fun runner when you know you can't win. We just spoke about this with the Wild Frost.
Oh, Wild Frost. That's what it was.
Yeah. So, like, Metal Slug, you're not going to win the first loop. You're not going to win the second loop. You're not going to the third loop either. And it's really concerning when you realize that early on in the game that you're not going to win. And that difficulty is something I expected from Metal Slug, because Metal Slug is always hard. Like you said, it's a quarter suck. But to get that in a tactics form and also a roguelike is different, because when you're losing quarters, that's one thing. That's part of the joy of it. But when you're trying to get to the end, when you're trying to, even as you explained, learn the game, and it says no, we're just going to beat you up, it's a problem.
So maybe I don't suck at it. So you're telling me there's a chance. That's what you're doing.
For Metal Slug, it is a very hard entry point for sure, because
okay,
the run isn't long. It's one of those runners where it's not like Hades where you have a decently long experience and the story keeps changing and evolving as you go along. When you beat one run of this game, finally, you're introduced to the boss, and the boss says, well, your princess is in another castle. He runs off. So now you gotta do the whole thing again, but this time, not only do you have to fight the stage bosses, but you have to find and locate the generals on the map, beat them along with the stage bosses. So it just becomes increasingly more difficult, which is the point of the runner, but at the same time, the upgrades are a slow drip. Like I felt like I had to grind to be competitive in this game.
See, this just seems like a perfect storm of just like not for me. and it's combined with the grind of it. And you know, we've talked again, we just talked about this with Wild Frost of like, if you're going to do a run based game, I cannot feel like I'm just grinding. I have to feel like I'm getting better. And this, I just did not feel this way. Like, so, and I guess you've seen a lot more than that's extremely hard to do,
especially when there's a, where there's an issue of skill involved. I mean, not to say there's no skill in a card based runner, but there's so much randomization there. And then the skill comes from what enemy do you want to hit first? And that's kind of it type of thing. Not it, but it's the basis of it. With a tactics game, there's way more involved there. Like, it's not just a matter of what enemy do I want to hit first. It's what enemy, like, how do I set up the hit so that it makes, so I can get the kill and not be out in the open, but also be in a position to make the next kill. Like, you always got to think 3-4 steps ahead, but also you have to do that knowing you're going to lose. Like, that is, like, the first few hours of this game was pretty maddening.
So, and that's, yeah, I could see why people would bounce off it pretty much the way that I have. But at the same time, it's like, I know I'm not good at these games. And even though I was playing on the basic difficulty. So just like, I don't want to spend too long on this, but the, am I crazy or does it like, I don't say does the game lie to me, but it kept beating down. Like, it's like, you cannot attack and then move. Like, do your move and then attack, except for this one other character. Like, am I crazy or is the character that can throw grenades, can he attack and then move?
Yes, you're right. So, certain characters, there are, I think there are about somewhere between like 5 to 10 characters in this game. Each one has their own special abilities, obviously. Some can move after a hit. Some have greater agility specs, so they can move after the hit or move farther, or whatever. Some get skills to let them do that. The sad thing is most people won't figure that out because you have to beat the game and get so much gold coins to get the quote unquote good characters.
Well, but then the other thing was, is they do a mechanic of, you should move every turn because like you get like defensive points and sort of like,
yes,
charges, I guess you could say, of it's almost like how you get your magic, I guess you could say, is you got to move around. So like, okay, I'm trying to move around and I'm getting everybody moved. And then they do like a synergy thing to where if you're on the grid and two of the characters are in perpendicular to whoever the enemy is, as long as they cross paths, like then you get like this synergy attack to where this other guy will do his thing, et cetera, et cetera. But the maps are really small, like
tiny,
really small,
tiny.
And there's a ton of times where it's like, okay, well, there's 9 guys here, but only 3 of them are your targets or whatever. So I didn't know. I'm assuming I just need to go after the targets.
Absolutely.
Like, and I need to somehow be like strategic and work my way around everybody and get to the targets and create these synergies. But then there's also the height aspect of it too. Like, cause there's,
which I don't like, I don't like it in this game.
The height part to me really like was frustrating because even though you have like a drop shot, sometimes it just wouldn't line up the way you think it would. And also it didn't count for like synergies. Like I couldn't, like it just, it throws a lot at you and it's like, hey, you need to move. Also never like, don't attack and then move and then attack, like get into your space. Also, if you're behind this and you're in like a blue area, you just don't take any damage. And I'm like, wait a minute, what? Like, hang on, back up. I don't take any damage if I'm in this blue area. So then like, but that also works for the enemies too. And it's like, okay, so you don't need to attack the enemy. You need to attack the structure first.
Or you can,
like, okay, that's kind of,
or you can move the enemy from the structure, the characters that do teleportation skills and whatnot.
Yeah. That's just too much. Like, I can't do it. I can't do it.
You know, and that's the thing. Cause like, if this was like some sort of anime type thing where the abilities were over the top. And I'm thinking like the Skyer franchise, like that, like it would actually be more palatable, but like in Metal Slug, it's on one hand, so utterly restrictive, but then at the same time, it's like, hey guys, keep moving. There's so many missions where it just needs you to move. Like that's the whole point of the mission. Move along with the vehicle. Get your characters, get X amount of characters to the end of the mission. And to your point, that's one thing they don't describe to you or explain to you is the only thing that matters is the mission. So if the mission is to, if you see 10 enemies and the mission is to kill three of them, just kill those three enemies and the mission is over. Who cares who dies? It doesn't matter. It's the same thing with missions that say get at least one person to the end of the map. Get one person there, leave the other two in the back. It does not matter. So like when things like that were popping up, I didn't realize that the mission is the only thing that matters. On top of that, I'm not a big fan of the actual gameplay loop of things where in Metal Slug Tactics, there are, I think, three or four areas. So you start off with the first area and you have this small map. You get to make three moves or you get to play three stages within this map before the boss pops up. That's fine until you realize you're not getting, at least I didn't feel like I was getting the required upgrades and necessary upgrades to feel like I was ever prepared for these boss fights. In each of these runners early on, there's a time where it's usually within the first hour or less, honestly, let's be honest. You know, I have this card, I have this ability, I feel good about this boss. I'd never felt that way playing this game. There was never that one ability or that one thing I could get from a stage, whether it's a reload for your secondary or extra gold. There was never that thing where I'm like, let me get to this spot so I can feel comfortable about being the boss. The whole loop of this game from I believe anyway, is to unlock the other characters. The other characters are where you get the extra abilities and the game-breaking abilities. And to unlock those characters takes way too much of a grind.
So, like, correct me if I'm wrong. This isn't really a tactics game. This is a puzzle game.
That is not inaccurate. When you think about it, it's not inaccurate.
Yeah.
I mean, you can say that about technically any tactics game, but like, no, this one specifically, this definitely feels more like a puzzle-based mechanic. Even the boss fights are puzzle-based mechanics.
Well, I look at the the game really wants you to move. Like, it really wants you to move every single turn. That is weird to me. And like that was the first thing that kind of jumped out to me of just like, they want you to move every single turn to get this sort of like, you know, defense meter up and all that. But like, that completely goes against the tactic nature, right? Like that's, because at that point you're not really being tactical. You're trying to solve a puzzle essentially. Like, and I get that's redundant and like kind of like what you just said of just like, oh no, like it's, you could say about anything because it's about figuring out where to go and what to do. But this game literally, like you said, it drops 10 people on the stage, says kill these three. There's no tactics there. That's just, you need to figure out the answer to this puzzle. And you played more of it than I have. You end up getting the same like four regions over and over, right?
Yes. It's the same major four regions.
Right. And so, but those challenges don't really change either.
No.
So interesting. Weird. I don't know if interesting is the right word. So yeah, hearing you talk about it and like the gears going in my head, it's like, I'm not crazy. Like this isn't just like a weird tactics game. This almost isn't a tactics game.
I wish it was just a tactics game. I noticed that when the abilities were being introduced to me, because usually in a tactics game, half the fun, I mean, for me anyway, is the team up abilities. Like you see it with the Persona Tactics game. You see it with Disgaea. You see it with a lot of these games. It's like you want to have your characters team up and do the super cool move. And whether it's the team wipe or this extra damage or status effect, whatever. The sync up in this game is literally just an extra shot on the enemy.
Right. And but, it's essential, though.
It's 100% essential, but it's just...
Yeah.
And it's nothing... I don't know. It's nothing flashy about it. It's nothing like... You're doing it because you have to do it, you know? Whereas, like, sometimes you do it for the fun of it. Like, for this, you do it because you have to. It's a matter of life or death. And to your point, like, yeah, that sounds more puzzle-based than fun tactics game for sure.
Yeah, interesting. I want to go play, you know, Sparks of Hope or something just to sort of, like... And again, I fully understand Sparks of Hope and whatever that first one was called, Mushroom Kingdom, whatever. Those are like, they're not quite baby's first, you know, tactics game, but they're definitely on the easier side. But even those, like, that game had a good combination of actual tactics gameplay, but then the challenges were very much like puzzles, like this game of like, you know, it was teaching you how to sort of play these games. And I remember one of the first things it did was, it's like, hey, get here, get to the end. And then you get to the end and all of a sudden it drops like five heavies right in front of you. And so like your initial like response is, well, crap, now what do I do? But really what you want to do is attack one of them, get him to move, and then just run behind him. You know, like it wasn't about killing him. It was about how do I get past this? And that's kind of what I felt for this entire game, but except it doesn't do either great. Like it's not doing tactics well because like you said, I'm just forcing the same thing to happen over and over. And the stages aren't changing. The stages are all the same. And once I sort of like learn how these stages work, I'm not really making any tactical moves. I'm just sort of trying to get through it. And at that point, it's grinding for what though?
You're grinding for for other games, you're grinding for new cards, you're grinding for new abilities, you're grinding for new et cetera, whereas in the grind happens at the same time that you're playing the game. So you don't feel like you're grinding in Slate Aspire. You're just trying to win the game.
Right.
You know? Whereas Metal Slug Tactics different.
That's the roguelike part. And that's the other part of this is like, am I crazy or is there no it's a roguelike simply because when you die,
you start over. That's it.
But there wasn't any like I don't say cool stuff, but there was no perks. There was no
The perks are all at the base. So the whole point of the run is you get your currency, you bring it back to the base. Whether you win or lose, you bring it back to the base, and that's how you upgrade your weaponry, your loadouts, and get new. You unlock new characters by a few different ways. But to get your permanent upgrades, your permanent gun upgrades, your permanent armor upgrades, your permanent ability upgrades, you collect the currency as you go, and then you bring it back to the base, and then rinse and repeat until you get a good enough character to carry you through the game. The first grenade guy is pretty good for bosses. Once you get his grenade bounced down and his and get that upgraded, the grenade guy that you get at the beginning is good for the bosses. But other than that, you're kind of struggling out there till you get a decent character. And it's tough because, again, like any other roguelike, you can beat it with the first class, which once you understand it.
Yeah, the beauty is that, and again, it's that magic that Hades did or Vampire Survivors is like, I feel like every run I've got a shot, you know? And that's almost not even the point of this game. You know, like it's not about finding that perfect run. It's just about like it's almost like an old school 2D game of just like I just have to keep grinding at this until I get good at it. And then the fun of it is just I've broken this game. Watch me break it again. Like I don't play Mega Man X3 because the story is incredible. It's because I want to get the gold armor. I want to get the Z Saber and I want to kill Sigma in like two hits. You know, like that's kind of more what I guess. Is it my fault for expecting a tactics game, and this isn't really a tactics game?
No, because I'm sitting there like slugging through this game, and I'm just like, I'm not enjoying myself because I know what I need to do to win, and it's not play better. It's be lucky, you know, like it is a tactics game in the sense that there's grids and you move on grids and you have to hope that the enemy does what you want it to do. But more so, B, I just have to get the better weapons. Like the game doesn't get good or fun until you get the better weapons, the better characters, the better abilities. And I know that sounds obvious, but now that I'm thinking about it,
that's almost ingenious. Like now that I'm really like, because that was the point of Metal Slug was exactly what I just said, was you pump quarters into it. You pump quarters into it until you know that game, like the back of your hand. And then you just rinse and repeat and try to be better. That's essentially what this is.
Yes and no, because with Metal Slug, you can beat that game with just a pistol. You know, you don't need a single upgrade.
True. Yeah, that's true.
Like that is 100% skill based. Whereas this is skill plus a whole lot of equipment. Like you need the good equipment to be good, to have good cycles in this game each and every time. And you only get the good equipment after hours of pouring in quarters or coins into the main base. So, I mean, that was my biggest gripe about the game, honestly, because I love a tactics game. It will keep you playing. And if you make it a runner on top of that, I mean, match me in heaven, I thought. But in practice, for Metal Slug, it really just became a grind.
Yeah, it's just weird. And that's... I'm wondering, it's one that I kind of want to go back to, because what I will say is I love the look of it. Like, it looks like Metal Slug, and it sounds like Metal Slug. And that's kind of the... I don't want to say that's the best part about it, but I don't say it looks better than it should, but it works in a way that I did not anticipate for visually, of the way that the characters were. Like, they got that very animated style where they pick up their legs way too high, you know, like it looks like that, and it's got that, and the way that all the characters look and the weapons look, like, it looks like Metal Slug, and that's really cool. But then I'm like, maybe I should just go play Metal Slug.
Yeah, basically. I mean, unless you want to do some grinding, because again, once you get past the grind, like then it's way more playable. I mean, I have not uninstalled it yet for reasons. So usually, these games are uninstalled after a while, but this one's still been on my computer, so I'm going to I'm gonna keep poking at it, honestly.
Interesting. So I'm going to default to you on this one and just say, I don't say I didn't play enough, but I'm not good enough at these games, to render a verdict, but more it's just that I do feel a little betrayed. That's not what I'm going to say. It's just my expectations going in were I'm not good at these games. Let's see how I can do with them. But then I was what am I doing wrong here? This is not what I thought it was. So my gut feeling is that there's something here, but I just don't know who it's for. It's not for a Metal Slug fan, really. I like Metal Slug.
Metal Slug fans are too dumb for this.
Fair enough. That's probably me. Okay, that's fine. But so then who is this for? And that's not a reason to say a game is bad, but it's very confusing. So my biggest thing is that I don't think it's a great roguelike. I don't think it's a great tactics game. I think there's a decent game here, but it's neither one of those things. So then I don't really know how to rate it. It's if this was called something else, Metal Slug Isometric, you know, something like that, at least I would be a little bit more, I don't know, inclined to, I don't know. So I'm kind of in the middle. I truly don't know where I stand. So I'm going to leave it up to you if you think people should play this or not.
I'm pretty on the fence about it myself, to be honest with you. Again, it's still installed on my computer. I still go back and poke at it. I still want to get to that point where I'm just completing run after run, quite simply. And part of that is actual enjoyment from the game. And part of it is just me being head against the wall and not being like, you know what it is? It's again, I have a problem. Remember when after the Wild Frost review, I texted you probably a week later, said I beat Wild Frost with all three characters. I still hate it.
It wasn't even that far. It was the next day.
I just when I don't like a game because it's too hard, I'm like, you know what? Let me beat this game before someone who beats the games goes,
right,
get good. I'm like, no, that's not the problem. So that's half the issue with me as well with this game. But there is legitimate half enjoyment there. Like there's a core gameplay there that I do enjoy. I think the characters are cool to do cool things individually. I just wish they did better team ups. That's always my thing with these games. Like these games are very slow, very methodical. So like be flashy, be over the top, like grab my attention. Otherwise I'm just moving sprites left and right.
Right.
So like there's a good amount of enjoyment I'm getting out of this, but at the end of the day, for the sake of the show, like I'm falling on the other side of the fence. It's just the cost of entry is too high for this one. It's super difficult. It beats you down, and it needs you to grind for it to get good. I feel like you can have a better use of your time with other games that start off a lot more quickly.
Dang. You heard it here first. Metal Slug Tactics, the worst game Bashers ever played.
Top three.
Huh. Harsh. No, and that makes sense to me. It's. I think that there's something here, but you have to poke at it way too much to find the good here, which is a bummer, like I said, because I really did try to like it. I really, really tried. But
I mean, for the sake of the show, we tried to like it. Was like four in a row?
Yeah, we're not off to a great start here in 2025, are we?
The best game was the game that was released in 2002.
Yeah. So far we're at three passes and three pass on it, and one pass it on. So we'll have to see how that goes. But ouch. So Metal Slug Tactics, when it comes to Game Pass or pass, pass on it. Play something else. Play some Ninja Gaiden 2 Black. Not Black 2, 2 Black. So, but when it comes to the future of this show, we're going to be talking maybe about some Lonely Mountain Snow Riders. I don't know if I'm going to get Basher to play that or if I'm going to get one of our guests to play that. We're going to be talking about some Stalker 2 here soon, some Crash Team Racing, some original Diablo, but there might be some other games in the middle there. By the time you're hearing this, Avowed is probably already out, depending on how I release these. And we're going to be playing that. And I'm looking forward to Avowed. How are you feeling about Avowed?
I love that team. I'm a big fan of that team. Whatever they release, it should be at the very least pretty good. They don't do less than pretty good.
I really liked the Outer Worlds. Like,
I liked it way more than you did, I remember.
Yeah, and I think the game had some problems, but I liked it
more than you.
This seems to be the topic that keeps coming up, and I think we hit it sooner than other people did. I don't need a 100-hour RPG.
Nope.
I just don't. Like, give me a 40-hour RPG. I don't need to play Skyrim to where, like, I can go and pick up this cheese wheel and knock over this chair and everyone's on this cycle. Dude, just let me go have some fun in a world for 40 hours. That's it. And that's why I liked the Outer Worlds. Like, it wasn't the best. Like, I think some of the worlds were more interesting than others. But I still had a good time with it. And you know what? I finished it. I finished it and I put it down and I walked away and I had a good old time with it. So I'm looking forward to a fantasy style game that I can finish. So.
Yeah, me too. I mean, more than I can say about Starfield.
Ooh, shots fired. So we're gonna be talking about Avowed most definitely. So when, that's a big question. But and then I don't think we've talked at all about the since the Xbox showcase happened, but in April is like stacked until May. Like you've got April 8th, you've got South of Midnight, and then the 24th you've got Expedition 33, and then you've in May you've got Doom the Dark Ages. So, like, those are all within just, like, a couple weeks of each other. So I'm curious what other games are going to pop in there. But March is kind of, like, a big question mark right now. There's nothing coming from Microsoft that's coming in March. But we do get Atom Fall from Rebellion. I know that's a day one Game Pass game. So I'm curious what else they're going to be doing. But, yeah, like, as I'm kind of looking at the Game Pass, library here, it feels a little soft so far this year. I don't know how you feel, but...
For the exclusives, for sure. I mean,
Ninja Gaiden 2 Black is honestly saving Game Pass for me so far.
Like, it's kind of crazy. Again, but like it goes back to what you said the past 2 weeks now. It's just a matter of gamers are speaking out loud and more publicly about and in bigger numbers about just the games they like to play, and these big open worlds, like these big budgeted stuff, is just kind of like, eh, we're over it. Whereas like, so far the best game on Game Pass to drop is something that came out 2002, 2001 or something. Like, it's that it speaks volumes for the games that were made in the past, and it speaks even more about the games that are being made today. Like, it's kind of crazy that, I mean, I'm sitting here looking at Far Cry New Dawn on Game Pass.
Couldn't care less.
And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm just not going to
do it. Like, Sniper Elite Resistance was a day one game. Like, that's a good get, except I've played like four of those, man. Like, is it really going to be that much different? I'm going to shoot the guy in the testicles and watch the X-ray.
Yeah,
and that's totally fine. Like, Citizen Sleeper 2 is probably a pretty good get. I'd be interested in probably checking that one out just simply because I like the idea of it.
Said the same thing. I'm not playing it though.
Yeah, that's a super deep game that I just don't know that I kind of want to be a part of. So I think we need to check out a couple more of these that have come out. Like Shady Part of Me looks interesting. I kind of want to check that out. And then I want to check out that Orcs Must Die game.
I'm not gonna like that, but I will play Orcs with you. I already have it installed.
I have no idea what this Orcs Must Die, like, I know what Orcs Must Die is, but what's Death Trap? What does that mean? I want to know. So
it's a co-op tower defense game. I'm calling it right now and I'm in.
But why is it not just four? Why is it Death Trap? What's the Death Trap?
I'm about to find out. Tune in next time on Dragon Ball Z.
No, we're on Super now. Well, what did I hear? Super Saiyan 4 is canon now? Is that what I heard?
Yeah, it's canon now, but it's all it always was. I don't know. It's stupid.
I thought Super got rid of GT. I thought GT was officially like dead. Like, yeah. We don't.
Dragon Ball sucks. Who cares? If you like Dragon Ball, you should watch better anime.
Wow.
There's no story. Zero story involved. Like, I hate it.
Tournament of Power or something.
Yeah, it's always a Tournament of Power. Like, it's always tournaments. It's all they got now.
So I guess that might have been spoilers, I guess, if you're watching Dragon Ball Super.
It might be, because that episode came out like a week and a half ago. That's luckily airing right now.
This is coming out at least a week after that. So there you go. But I just thought that was funny. Like, my phone told me that, and I was like, I don't know why my phone's telling me this, but it knew somehow. I was like, huh, interesting. So if you want to know, let us know what you think about Super Saiyan 4, 574-651-9256. So that's going to do it for this episode. We'll see you next time with one of those games that we talked about, and hopefully maybe some Avowed.
Good day, sirs.